Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the broad book on virtues, today we start a new chapter. So this chapter, one more time, Babu Fadli Saffil Awwali wal Amri bi Itmami Sufufil Awwali wa Taswiyatiha wa Tarasi fiha. So this chapter on the first row. In other words, what virtues they are for the first saf, the order to fill in the front rows, to straighten them and to stand close together. To understand this first hadith that we're going to do, there is a hadith in Muslim Sharif wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come in the masjid and he seen Sahaba that they were sitting in groups, but so to speak like in halkas. Halkas mean in circles. That's how they were sitting in the masjid. The beauty of our deen and Islam is everything is shown to us, even how we should come to the masjid and how we should fill in the rows, how we should sit, that also is shown to us in our deen. So Sahaba was sitting like that in circles. In other words, groups all sitting together around in circles, how normally you would sit if you are sitting in a group. So this is how they were sitting. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed them and he explained to them this hadith that we're going to do. So then we'll understand that how one should sit also when we're coming into the masjid. This also is part of the beauty of Islam. When we come in, we don't sit facing this direction, one person facing that direction, one person facing the back. Everything is done in such perfect order that we have safs also that are formed. Everyone is facing in one direction. Everyone is reading the Nafil Salat, Sunnat Salat, Farz Salat, all in one direction. So an order is created, a discipline is created. And this is a very important part of our deen, which is called discipline. Therefore, you find that the Salats also are at disciplined times. It's not such that we feel, okay, Sunday, we're going to all wake up late, so let us have the Fajr Salat at 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock. Now what's happening in the churches, you see? If you try and accommodate other people, now the church prayer has gone late. Those that can't make it on a Sunday, we'll have it on a weekday or some other time. So what happens is, they move around convenience. A Muslim's convenience is around Salah. In other words, Salah determines what is the convenience of a Muslim. It doesn't happen that because of convenience we move Salah. We have to make ourselves fit around the Salah. Salah is not going to fit around us. So this is the discipline that Islam brings. It doesn't matter what day of the week, it can be a public holiday, it can be raining, it can be cold. Whatever it is, this is the time for Salah, this is the discipline. This is when you go in the masjid, this is how you sit. You're performing your Salah, this is the direction you'll face. All this is shown to us in our deen. So keeping that background in mind, how Sahaba was sitting, one will understand this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن جابر بن سمرة رضي الله عنه قال خرج علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ألا تصفون كما تصف الملائكة عند ربها فقلنا يا رسول الله وكيف تصف الملائكة عند ربها قال يتمون الصفوف الأول ويتراصون في الصف رواه مسلم. هذا جابر بن سمرة رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم came out to us. From the other hadith in Muslim Sharif, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to them, they were sitting in this circular format. So this, in this hadith, this part is just mentioned. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam came out to us and said, do you not want to form your rows as the angels form their rows before the Allah, before the sustainer? We asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, how do the angels form their rows before the sustainer? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, they fill the front rows and they stand close together in the row. Here this word taras is used, literally means to join one brick to another brick. When you join one brick to another brick, how close it is? Very close. And it's tight. In other words, there's no gaps that are left for water to come through, air to come through. Otherwise, there will be a defect in that wall. So it's so tight, it's so close. This is how the saf should be. It should be close, shoulder to shoulder. Person is not feeling shy that there must be some gap in between. He's standing shoulder to shoulder. This is what we are told. This is how the malaika stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how we should be standing in salah. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, لو يعلم الناس ما في النداء والصف الأول ثم لم يجدوا إلا أن يستهموا عليه لستهموا متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if people only knew the rewards of the call to salah, in other words, they only knew the reward of giving azan, and they knew the reward of the first saf. And the only way they could get it, they could obtain this opportunity of getting the first saf, because of the lack of space and the number of people that want to get the first saf. So the only way they could get this, or the only way they could get the opportunity to give azan, was by them drawing lots. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said they would have drawn lots. So if people only knew the rewards to follow the azan in the first row, and could find no way of attaining it except by drawing lots, they would have drawn lots. In other words, at least then I'll get a chance, I'll stand a chance to, in our language, to win a place in the first row. When a person draws a lot, lucky package generally in our terms, is to win some prize. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is using this example to say, I stand a chance to win a place in the first saf. If he knew the value of the first saf, Allah Ta'ala is giving it to us for free of charge. All it needs to do is a person making a little bit of effort and coming a little bit early, and he's able to get this opportunity. And we may ask ourselves, okay, azan, when are we going to get a chance to give the azan? Then when we are traveling, sometimes we are out, a person is a musafir, he's traveling, he stops on the road for salah. Now we don't just start the salah like that. One person from there gives the azan. Now there's no appointed muazzin at that time, so now we get a chance to give the azan. So therefore a person knows the reward of the azan, and the Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi will take it advantage of this, knowing the rewards of the azan. We did all the rewards of the muazzin. One of the rewards of the muazzin is Allah Ta'ala will bless them with the longest necks on the day of Qiyamah, and we explain that they will be given a very high position, very very high position on the day of Qiyamah, something that we all are looking for. And one of the ways of doing it is person also giving the azan when he gets a opportunity. So anyway, this hadith is brought here again. It was brought before in the chapter of azan. It's brought here again to show that the reward of getting the first saf. So it's just foolish a person comes early to the masjid and he sits in the back. And there are so many rewards for sitting in front. It's like a person that is told that if you go early in the aeroplane, you can get business class. But this person doesn't worry, he doesn't care, he goes in late. And we say he's a foolish person. He's got such an easy opportunity to get something that's normally so expensive, he's getting it for free, but he doesn't care. So this is how we will be seen when we are told about the rewards of the first saf. Person comes in and just sits in the back, and he's not interested in getting this great reward that has been promised. With one more hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير صفوف الرجال أولها وشرها آخرها وخير صفوف النساء آخرها وشرها أولها رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said the best of rows for the men is the first row, and the worst of rows for the men is the last row. The best of rows for the woman is the last row. Opposite for woman is the opposite. Furthest they away from the men, the best it is. The best of rows for the woman is the last row, and the worst is the first row. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, women were allowed to come to the masjid. Later on in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when he saw the fitna and he saw the mischief that was taking place, or the potential fitna, potential mischief taking place of women coming in, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu brought a complete stop. Women were not now allowed to come to the masjid. So therefore we find, and we did the hadith before, that Allah Ta'ala gives them much, much more reward for reading in their home. And for reading in the inner portion of the home, you're given much more reward than reading in the normal portion of the home. So this is the greater reward for the woman. And here the hadith that's in relative or relation to the men, that we should strive to come in the front stuff, pull in from the front. And then, if a person doesn't get placed, then he is at last stuff. But it's not something that he looks forward to, and I must stand in the back so I can get out easy. But rather he's looking to get in the front. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. So beautiful our deen is, so easy it is, that even in the position that we stand in the masjid, Allah Ta'ala is willing to give us rewards. Apart from the reward of coming to the masjid, we did every step a person takes, he's getting rewarded, his sin is forgiven, person's stages are being elevated. Apart from all the rewards of coming to the masjid, of rewards for the salat itself, rewards for the jamaat itself, this is also the reward of where a person stands in the masjid also, Allah Ta'ala is giving him reward. This is the grace, the mercy, the kindness from the side of Allah Ta'ala. So let us make niyat that we also want to take this. Allah is giving it, but are we the takers to take from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving? Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.